All right, everybody, get your face out of the hooker. It's the Wolf of Wall Street with That Movie Podcast. Welcome to That Movie Podcast. I'm Matt, Vice President of That Movie Podcast.
I'm Bob, Vice President of That Movie Podcast.
And I'm Jason, Vice President of That Movie Podcast. We are That Movie Podcast. Insert sound effects here.
I didn't know what else to do.
So I really want to say a big thank you to, especially since we're kind of at the end of the year here, but I want to say a big thank you to the names I can think of right now.
Jason.
Brian DeBates. Huge thank you, because you've listened to every single episode that we've done, and you've actually been giving, at least me, a lot of feedback. Kim, Houston, man, big feedback there, too.
Nerdnoisepodcast.com.
Nerdnoisepodcast.com, that's right, and I've been listening to their show, and I've actually been...
Yeah.
There's another guy who's been pretty vocal on our page, and I don't really know him, so I don't know his name. I'm looking you up right now, though. Hold on.
Randall Reeves, too, who the listeners have heard on a previous episode now. He actually was kind of spreading out the word.
Oh, really?
Out of state, I think. He went somewhere. He went on some trip.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. People. Man, what's his name? There's a guy who's been commenting on a lot of our stuff now. Another huge honor, and he's been on our show several times, is Sean Faust. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Rob Weeks always comments on
Rob Weeks. Yeah. Andrew Martinez, he's been commenting on a couple of them. And you know what was kind of funny is I'm always such a huge troll, and so like I responded to something really trollish, and then he responded at one time really pissed off, and I was like, whoa, dude, I'm just joking. I'm not.
No, Andrew's always in on the joke.
Yeah, and I don't know him, but
he's a cool guy.
Natalie Cox?
It's my cousin.
Is that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
She actually has a horror movie blog, I believe. I think she's still doing it, but she does a lot of stuff with horror movies.
Man, there's another guy who's been commenting a lot, and now I can't find him because I'm drunk. Nathan Ha.
Yeah, Nathan Ha. He's in Nerd Noise.
Oh, that's Nathan. Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. I love Nathan.
Oh, that's awesome. Nathan, thanks for listening, or at least commenting. I hope you listen to this. Yeah. Anyway, you guys are all awesome. If I missed anybody.
Did we get Rob?
Yeah, we got Rob. Rob Weeks.
Yeah.
Rob Weeks, Sean Faust.
Balls and Bayonets Brigade.
That's right. Brigade. Oh, listen to the Firefly podcast. If you like tabletop games and you're a nerd like me and Matt, listen to the Firefly podcast. For one, their GM Acer Tolentino does some pretty cool storylines. What I really like about their show is they don't necessarily stick with like just all kinds of action and all kinds of fighting. There's a lot of social aspects in their game, and it's kind of cool seeing how they can interact with people. It's a lot of fun to listen to, and they keep it really interesting, and they kind of like rotate characters out every now and then, which is kind of fun. Listen to them.
Trent too, because I know Trent's been
listening
to every episode.
Oh really?
Yeah, he's been.
How come he doesn't comment? Trent, comment on our show. Comment on our shit. Damn it.
Just do what you want to do, Trent.
And Trent, it was hella fun having you on the show.
You don't need man
for two episodes, and you need to be back on the show. Mm. Oh, also, this is going to be our last episode, at least official
recording
episode of the year.
Yeah.
Dun dun dun. I don't know.
Tune in next year.
Yeah. January 1st on the dot.
Pod
time, so,
same pod channel.
So once this comes out, we'll be like a month away from our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, pretty much.
So we kind of got to figure out what we're going to do for our 1 year anniversary.
We do. We should do that thing we were talking about where, yeah, there you go. Just circle jerk. So tonight's movie is Wolf of Wall Street, 2003. Ooh. Biography?
2013, Jason.
Oh, yeah, 2013. I don't acknowledge ones. I think they are.
Well, that's
the
racist.
Devil. That's racist. That's numerist. Let's take two.
One is the loneliest number that there ever was.
I was just about to sing that down.
Number! The Wolf of Wall Street is a 2013 biography, comedy, crime movie.
Corruption, federal government, and...
and beyond. Based on the true story of Jordan Belfort and his rise to a wealthy stockbroker living the high life till his fall involving crime, corruption, and the federal government.
Top billed cast, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jonah Hill as someone's Jewish mom. Margot Robbie, Matthew McConaughey.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah, I knew I was going to fuck that one up. Harley Quinn, Matthew McConaughey. Kyle Chandler, Rob Reiner. Oh, that's Rob Reiner. Okay. John Bernthal, that's not Shane. John Favreau, and I don't care about the rest. Yeah.
Who is Margot Robbie?
She's going to be the new...
No, but who was
Oh,
she
was
in...
his second wife.
Was that?
Yeah, the hot chick.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that really ugly girl.
They're really, yeah.
Yeah, just what a dog. Why would he marry her?
Is Sam listening to this episode?
No, but you know, we kind of have a running joke. If I think a woman's attractive, I'll be like, oh, look how ugly she is.
Just look at her. And she's, just look at her naked body.
She just goes, fuck you.
And I'm like, just look at her naked body. Look at her labia.
I don't know. I don't even know why I'm beating off right now.
It's just so disgusting.
I'm so turned off.
It's out of spite.
Right now.
You know what? It's out of spite. I'm spite jerking. There I go.
I feel ugly for how. I feel bad for how ugly she is. So.
I just pity her, really.
Sympathy jerk.
Oh jeez.
Let's give it a little sympathy tug.
I have probably, I don't know, I bet you I've watched this movie probably about 5 times now.
Wow.
I really, really like
Why?
This movie. It's great. It's just like, he has this drive.
Okay. That was like, it hit me late. I took that shot, and I was cool.
It's the ludes.
I took that shot, and I was cool, and all of a sudden I was like,
But no, it's just, I mean, it just kind of, I like his drive in the movie, you know, and he's just like, I'm going to make something of myself, you know, and it's crazy. And it's just how we, just the amount
rags to riches.
Power he gets, you know, and it's crazy. And the fact that he won't stop, you know.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Well, it's like, if you guys ever seen the movie Blow, it's like.
I've never seen it.
Just keep selling weed. You are rich. Don't get into this crazy shit.
You
but they
go further.
Can't help it.
Well, it's kind of like part of, you know, like a whole addictive personality thing. You want to get to the next high and you're going to burn out trying to catch it.
Yeah.
I liked his character. Actually, you know what? I hated every character in this movie, but I really liked this movie.
That's a fair assessment right there.
But when he was getting people pumped, I was getting pumped.
Yeah.
Like that. It was affecting me in like another level type of
that
thing.
That just shows how good of an actor Leonardo DiCaprio is.
It's like the first time he sells, he goes to that penny stock place and everyone starts listening to him and it's like, I want to buy some. Yeah. It's like the way he
I
want
to throw my money away to that guy's butthole.
No, Jason, that's where cocaine goes. Cocaine goes into the butthole.
Well, did you see that one where he was snorting cocaine out of that chick's asshole?
That's not what buttholes are for.
No.
That's going to burn your butthole.
It does.
You would know.
But it just, I know, and I think that just shows how good of an actor Leonardo DiCaprio is. I mean, he's so believable in this
role.
The
guy's never won an award. What? That's a fucking
Well, you know
travesty.
What, Leonardo DiCaprio, you win this year's That Movie Podcast Award.
Yeah, you know what, we should.
We have nothing to give. I'll probably make something out of popsicle sticks and macaroni, but you won.
We should do that at the end of every year. We should pick like our favorite actor of the year.
Let's do favorite and least favorite. Favorite, least favorite. We'll have like our own Razzies as well.
He's my favorite actor, I think.
He's one of mine, yeah.
I think I like him. Like, I really like him a lot, but I don't think he's my favorite.
Who is?
Oh, man. Tune in next time.
What we have to do, though, is go through all the movies of 2015 and pick like the best performance of 2015 once it's all said and done.
We have to watch every performance of 2015. So I never liked that because it's like I'll watch award shows, which I fucking hate award shows now. I won't even watch them anymore. But when I did, it was like, well, how can I really root for this? Because there's no way I watched every fucking thing in the category.
So Wolf of Wall Street.
Because I was thinking about it one day, and it's like I can never really put my finger on like who's my favorite actor. And the person that whenever he's coming out with a movie, I'm always excited to see it. It's Leonardo DiCaprio.
That was awkward. I was holding back a burp. I was going to talk, but I couldn't.
So, that opener, I don't remember what happened.
It was him being all filthy rich and driving his white car, not his red car, getting a blowjob.
Yeah, I was kind of, when they started that scene, and then they kind of go back to where he first started on Wall Street at that guy's firm.
Well, yeah, he was at like at the big time firm, and like his first like real day as like a licensed broker or whatever. That's when it just went to shit. And you don't see Matthew McConaughey ever again, do you?
No, never.
No, it's really weird. I think he does a great job.
Yeah, no, I liked him a lot in there, but I saw him for 10, 15 minutes.
Did aside from Leonardo DiCaprio, he probably did the best performance in that movie. Yeah.
No,
second best. I mean,
no.
Well, fuck you. That's when you can tell I've had enough to drink. Start dropping F bombs.
You get the Brian DeBates fuck yous.
Yes.
So you guys know I really like this movie. I'm a big fan of it. What about you guys? As the movie as a whole.
In general, no, I didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah, it was mostly because I didn't like any of the characters as far as they were all a bunch of shit bags.
That's a point.
Well, I know. There has to be some sort of redeeming quality in somebody for me to really
not
like it.
Not for the character, because I like I said, I hated everyone. I think I like the FBI agent because he was kind of cool. But
I hated
redeeming quality.
Okay, there you
go. But I hated everyone, but I still really enjoyed the movie just because it was paced really well. It was funny.
It was.
And like I said, I was just pumped the majority of the movie.
Well, you know, and even the guys that like didn't really have any qualities to like. I still enjoyed. I even like didn't root against the guy.
There was definitely some complexity in every character. Like they were all different. They were all individuals, and they seemed like real people. Yeah. And I thought that was pretty awesome. And again, like, yeah, sure, I didn't like the movie, maybe, but I would still watch it again. The reason I would watch it again is to see things differently. You know how you see things differently the second time around.
Now, this isn't...
Second time around. Sorry.
How can you not like a movie with midget tossing? Like, that made me sad I was an infant when that was going on. They were tossing midgets in 87. It might have been my favorite scene was... when they were talking about how to interact with midgets.
Yes.
Don't look them in the eyes.
Yeah. Well, now, this isn't just because I liked it and you didn't and I want to argue with you, but like, okay, you said...
But you're stupid.
But the characters, they were scumbags. You weren't supposed to really like their character.
Yeah.
So what was it, though? Because that's not really a valid reason to not like a movie because you're not supposed to like that person.
It was... Usually when I watch a movie, I do root for the bad guys a lot, I gotta say, because it makes it more interesting, but...
Wile E. Coyote?
No, I fucking hate that guy because he fails all the time.
You fail all the time.
Okay. I do. That's the liquor talking. I'm not... No. There's still gotta be, for me, has to be some sort of force of good in the movie somewhere. And in this one, there wasn't really anything that was noble. Nothing. Nobody was noble in the movie. They were all...
agent.
I still don't think he was either. He was just playing a game. He was playing a game just like anybody else. He was trying to get one up on the guy.
On the bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he wasn't doing it in like a noble way or anything. Like it wasn't like... He didn't come across as a good guy.
He did.
Okay, fair enough.
That was easy.
I concede.
So Jason loved that movie.
Yes, I loved it. It was amazing. No, it really was a good movie. And as far as, like,
So you wanted a hero of the movie.
I did. Yeah, I think a movie needs sort of a...
Even if it's about actual events, they should have changed it to fit your...
Yeah, they changed to fit my tastes, damn it. No, as far as movie making goes, it was really well done. Cinematography-wise, they had a lot of really cool shots. They had a lot of a really good use of color. I like... Oh my God.
Yeah, but by really good use of color, he meant there's hardly any black people in the movie.
Just different shades of white.
You're a racist.
Oh my God. I know I've probably said the most racist things on this show so far, but this time I didn't mean that. I swear.
Now she's coming out.
Yeah. No, now it's coming out of you guys. And I'm just sort of the scapegoat. Meh. Oh, we could say anything racist and blame it on Jason. No, but I liked how like in The Office, everything was so kind of gray and just plain, and they looked soulless because they were a bunch of soulless, evil, money grabber guys. But as far as the rest of the scenes go, like when he's out on his boat, you see that there's just like a bunch of vibrant colors around. They made sure shot they had these crazy
colors. It's like
cool colors.
The Big Pimpin' video.
Yeah. So yeah, as far as it was an interesting movie to watch. Now, I know you talked about you said it was really well paced as far as the story goes, but also they kept it interesting too with the use of the music. And everything else, like they kept the music accurate for the time period. Like when they were in the 80s, they were playing 80s music. When they were in the 90s, they were playing 90s music. And they just always had these, like it kind of went along with the times. It was pretty cool. Like when they were in the clubs, you hear different dance music when they're in different times.
And he talks about when girls start shaving their vaginas.
Oh my God. That was probably my favorite scene with his dad, and they were saying like, oh no, there's the hookers these days aren't like the hookers you had when you were growing up. I'm talking bald from the eyebrows down. And then the dad's like, I really got to try one of those sometime.
Like how they laugh when the dad's getting mad about their expense reports and stuff. He's like, are you kidding me? And they're all laughing about it. And it's like,
you had to get the appetizers. Yeah, I got the appetizers.
Then he spent like $1,000.
It was like $2,600 on appetizers or something. Or no, it was per meal. But I don't know. I got a different feeling from the office setting. Like to me, it wasn't like gray and like how you described it. I did see it. I remember it being at least somewhat colorful. But I got it like a weird.
It was colorful when they had those parties, but other than that, it was all gray and like lifeless looking.
To me,
almost.
Like I think they had a lot more parties than actually working.
No, definitely. Yeah.
But I got this weird. I'm sure I'm supposed to, like, from the moment when Matthew McConaughey is doing the... But, like, a weird, like, tribal sense when they were doing that shit, because, you know, you had, like, your ritualistic head shaving and these dudes just brawling on the ground and naked ladies going all over the place.
Yeah.
So I kind of like this.
They were animals.
Yeah.
They really were, and that's why they were calling him Wolf of Wall Street. I think I swear I'm not that drunk.
You know, it's funny in this case because you talk about how you root for the bad guy and like, but you never...
I only root for the bad guy when there's some sort of good that I know is going to win, because like I want to see the bad guy be able to at least pull one over on the good guy at some point. But I know the good guy is going to win. But in this, there was no fucking good guy.
In this one, it's where I always find myself rooting for Jordan. Like I want him. I don't care if he keeps doing what he's doing, as long as he doesn't get busted. I don't want him to get busted. It's weird for me because I'm the guy where, you know, in video games it's like, oh, you could be the bad guy but you get more points or whatever, and I can't do it. But in this movie, I'm like all for him. I want him to be filthy rich, and
he was.
I know, forever.
For a long time.
That's not forever.
No.
I want him rich as he's dead.
That's true.
The rich is dead.
Just buried with all his money.
Yeah, like a pharaoh.
Yeah. But like, yeah, I root for him the entire movie.
Oh, okay. And here's another thing, and I'm going to get serious for a second. But when they start involving...
I was about to do something like that.
when they start involving kids, it gets really close to home for me.
As a father.
As a father. Yeah.
You guys wouldn't understand. But no. As a father.
But when he
we understand. We have dogs. We know exactly how it feels.
I'm talking about baby.
So when he
so father the father
towards the end of the movie, which I don't know if you've seen it. Okay, so
well,
so
you know I didn't see it
for the listeners.
I missed the last half hour because I didn't realize it was a 3-hour movie.
Yeah.
By the way, it's a 3-hour movie.
Yes, it's an arduous sit down and watch.
It wasn't arduous. Like I really wanted to finish it, but I was like, I gotta go to the podcast.
That's true.
I started this at 6, thinking I was gonna get done with it at
8. And I had trouble finishing it. Like when towards the end, I was just like, oh my god, this movie needs to be
classic
over
Jason
already.
Jason always has trouble finishing.
I was gonna say he had movie whiskey dick.
Anyway, when he's taking his daughter, and his daughter like obviously doesn't want to go, and she's like, "Mommy, where's mommy?" That made me so sad. And it's
supposed to.
Well, I know, but. I hate when they put shit like that in movies.
How dare they make me feel things.
Okay, yeah, but that made me hate this guy even more. And I know they wanted to
make
him...
Well, it's just showing you, I mean, what drugs and alcohol and...
rock and roll.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll?
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, there's a kid.
You were close.
It sucks to see. You know what I mean? It's like Schindler's List is an amazing movie, but it's
my
so
favorite comedy.
Hard to watch. Oh, you're going to hell.
So Wolf of Wall Street.
All right. So Jason didn't like the movie.
No.
Matt liked the movie.
Yep.
I liked the movie the most, I'd say.
I don't know if you want to fight about it.
Fight.
No.
What I'm saying is you seemed like you liked it, but it's not like... Oh, I want to watch it again.
No, I probably will, but yeah.
At least finish watching it.
I'm not going to go, like, scream on some building about it.
Okay. I'd do that every now and then.
Wolf of Wall Street!
Shut up!
I have to be in the airport in 6 hours. Wolf of Wall Street!
Why'd you bring that up, asshole? I don't
want to go. Just go in first class. Take some ludes.
I could have upgraded my ticket from Fresno to LA for $50 to first class just to experience first class.
I would have.
But it's just like, you know, it's like an hour long flight or hour and
that's
20
true.
Minutes. And
really,
it's like
really
for $50. Yeah.
I would have for
and
the
And then
life
I would have hated the flight from LA to Phoenix. I'd
be like, she's in first class.
Where's my champagne? okay. You want to do favorite scene?
Let's do favorite scene. That whiskey's starting to hit me now.
Oh, that whiskey's starting to hit me. I just got to have a whiskey drinky.
Oh, man. My favorite scene was the infomercial. So at the end...
You fucking picked the worst shit. Oh, my God.
How is that the worst shit? Okay, here's the thing.
Of a 3-hour movie.
Gotta set the scene.
Pick a side note infomercial as your favorite scene.
Shut the fuck up.
You suck.
Shut your hole.
It's like you try to piss me off.
I do. No, I don't. No, that was genuinely my favorite scene.
For what?
Because, okay, setting the scene.
Mom, Dad, can I finish dinner in my room?
No, you're going to sit here and you're going to watch. So, oh my God. One of my favorite things, okay, so he's sitting there and you think he's going to have this moment. Like, well, he has this moment. He's sitting in the boat and they're going to meet the banker. When they should be going to the funeral, but they're going instead the funeral for his aunt, but instead they're going to meet the banker so that he could get all that money. And he has this moment, he's sitting there and he's like, I finally had an epiphany and realized what it's all about. And instead of having this whole like turnaround where he's like, oh, I'm fucking people over for their money. Instead, he has this infomercial, and it cuts to the like the actual. It looks like the actual TV infomercial, and he's like, "If you want to make money, and if you want to do all this, blah 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 blah, call this number, blah 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 blah." And then he starts having all these like success stories, and it shows him getting off of his helicopter, and he's like, "I don't remember what the name of their firm is called or whatever," but he's like, "Whatever, whatever." Banking or well, I don't know. I'm too drunk.
What was his? He was a cookie maker.
Yes.
He was a baker.
Mrs. Fields cookies. Trademark. No affiliation.
It's like one of those infomercials where it's like, no, it's, you know, like, we'll show you how to buy real estate for money down.
I'm rich. You want to be rich? I'll show you how to be rich. Give me money.
Anyway, so they're going through, like, it looks like the actual infomercial on TV. Right. And so he's getting out of this helicopter at the end of the infomercial, and he's walking up saying, like, call this number, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden the FBI just comes in. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? And they're like, get on the fucking ground. They're, like, yelling at him to, like, put, like, they're trying to cuff him. And he's like, no, no, no. And he's, like, running away from him. And they're all getting him cornered on this pier and stuff. It was hilarious. That's why it was my favorite scene. It was just, like, oh, it's just this infomercial. Nope. And then it just shows they're, like, just cornering him and arresting him. It was awesome.
My favorite scene of this movie, by far, is when they get the expired lewds.
The lemon drop lewds?
Yeah, the 720s or whatever.
Yeah, and he goes to the country club.
Oh, my God.
And it starts hitting him. Because that I am so stressed out that entire scene. He's like, I think he does such a good job of,
he,
like,
he found a new state of high, the cerebral palsy stage.
Yeah. And he's sitting there and he's like crawling, trying to get, oh, I can get down the stairs. I'll just roll down the stairs.
Oh, standing's not an option.
He's like, my daughter makes this look so easy.
Yeah. And so he does such a good job. I mean, it stresses me out. He really looks like he's, you know what I mean? You forget that he's acting. You know what I mean? It seems, I think he does such a good job at just getting in the car. And then I love how he thinks he drives home perfectly and then the car's total fucked. And it's just, I don't know. I think he does, that's, in my mind, that's probably the best scene he's ever done.
The cinematography on that was awesome too. Like,
well, for me, it's his acting. It's just like, it looks like he's really having a hard time moving.
I like the part where he's like, he's talking to the guy on the phone, and then, like, he's actually just saying gibberish, but he thinks he's speaking.
Yeah.
Every time I get drunk and I'm speaking to someone, I think, can they actually understand me? Or they're just, like, being polite and, like,
feeling right now.
Can we just edit Jason out?
Like, I'm going to take a clip of what he just did right there and just put it through.
Because it's more coherent than the rest of it.
No, but what I was saying was, you know, like, his acting paired with the cinematography, because when they show, like, all of a sudden he just gets fucked up and it just snaps like that, when they show, like, that camera back up, but everything gets all stretched and all crazy, the cinematography was awesome. They really show, like hit. Of course, if he wasn't acting high, it wouldn't have worked. Yeah. Like, his acting paired with the cinematography was amazing, and that scene was awesome. Well, and I was tempted to make that my favorite scene too, but I just thought the infomercial was really funny.
Well, kind of going back to what Matt was saying, like, you know, like, when you're drunk on the phone, you're like, oh, do I sound normal? Because, like, a lot of times when you're drunk, you can think like your normal self.
Yeah, it's like your brain is moving, but your face is just not.
It doesn't actually, like, process out.
Yeah, and then you know, the next day you're like, why the fuck did I say that? But, like, you can think, like, you know you can be drunk and just be like, okay, don't act like a drunk idiot, you know what I mean? And then you end up acting like a drunk idiot. Yeah. But you can think like your normal self, and so it's kind of like in that scene, it keeps having what he's thinking and what he's trying to do, and he just can't do it. And
I like how they actually show each scene, or, like, each little part of him driving back as from what he saw to what really happened.
Yes.
when he's passing that guy in the street, and he's all, out of the way, asshole! He's just all fucked up. That was hilarious. Oh, by the way, in that scene, who the fuck has just trays of meat platters out on their tables all over the place?
Rich people?
That was fucking ridiculous. Their kitchen had all kinds of food lined up. Their dining room had food all lined up everywhere. And it was like they were all getting ready to go to bed. But there's just food laying out everywhere.
Well, I don't want to have to go all the way over there for food when I'm right here.
I was just watching it. I was just like, that is not, like, no, that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Matt, did you get your quote set up?
What are your quotes you've seen?
Well, oh, because you were...
Favorite scene.
Yeah.
Matt still has to do favorite scene.
Yeah.
I thought you were one, your quote for the scene.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. favorite scene was probably the conversation on the boat with the FBI agent.
Oh my god, yeah.
You can totally tell that, you know, he's trying to play the FBI agent, but in return, he's really getting played.
Yes.
And then, you know, just get the fuck off my boat when he realizes what's happening. Yeah, then
he's just
like,
fuck. He's just throwing lobster at him.
She can't fucking afford it.
Yeah. That scene was like, did you just try to bribe me? Or he says, why don't you say that again? Say that exactly how you said that the first time.
You know what? I loved and hated the FBI agent at that moment.
Yeah.
Because he was so cocky, but really, I mean, he got him so good. And Jordan gets so pissed and just like, you mother.
Yeah.
Like, because he knows he just got played. Yeah. And I think they both actors do a great job in that scene where he walks away cocky, but then Jordan's being cocky, going, here's 3 months' salary, throwing it at him, you know? And
Into the water. Yeah. Oh, God. All that money. I wanted it.
It's 80s money. You can't, it's not valuable anymore.
Money. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just turn to laser lights and glitter. Yeah,
but like how he tries to play him, like,
that would be awesome.
I really don't think that they treat you fairly, you know, and you guys are worth so much more. And I think, it, you know, it's just so bad. You know? And just like, you see what angle he's trying to play, but the FBI guys.
And you get the feeling like this has worked so many times before with him. And nope, this is the one it's not going to work on and going to bite you in the ass.
Yep.
It didn't, though. Spoiler alert.
You just said it did when they tackled him.
Do we want to do quotes or actor?
Favorite quote. I don't have one.
I'm pulling right, Jason with mine.
Jason, favorite quote?
Well, okay. My favorite quote was actually the quote where he was talking about how the hookers nowadays, they're just bald from the eyebrows down. That was my favorite quote because that's how I like my ladies.
My favorite quote is even more Jason than that. Which is...
Now I'm interested to hear what you actually think of me.
Smoke some fucking crack with me, bro. Smoke some fucking crack with me, bro.
You need more teeth. You need more teeth when you say that.
But it's just the way he does it. It's so creepy.
I know. I wrote it down.
Hold on. What does that mean, you need more teeth?
Because Jonah Hill's teeth were massive in this
movie. Oh my god, yes they were.
Yeah.
Did he have like fake
teeth
in it?
Okay.
Smoke some crack on me, bro.
Yeah.
I actually wrote it down though. Like, Jonah Hill offering me to smoke crack with him is the least appealing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That's something I do not want to do.
Yeah, it's that and then the part where they're beating the shit out of their butler. And he's like, well, you know, it's that guy. You know what he's saying? He's like, well, I don't fucking know who that guy is. Yeah. Well, I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. He's getting all defensive because he knows there's some, you know, some gay dude.
They're afraid to say that he was gay.
Yeah.
Shit. They were all uncomfortable about it.
It's a gay thing.
So funny.
I think it's because you're gay. My cousin's gay. I go on vacation with him and his boyfriend all the time.
Yeah.
I love the gays.
I like how they show that, like, Jonah Hill's character was, like, a closet. Like, he was interested in it. Like, he was curious about it.
He was interested in anything. He was jerking off on the party floor.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
That was...
He's so perfect.
Yeah. Okay, favorite quotes. Who's next? Matt.
What?
Favorite quote.
What's that?
I don't know.
Hmm?
What is your favorite quote?
Who wants to know?
I do.
No.
Our four listeners.
Our four. Oh, we've gone up from two.
Well, us three plus one. We lost one.
Who's the bonus? Oh, no. Come back. Favorite quote, like I said earlier, was the midget tossing. But I like the part specifically where they say, you can't look them in the eyes either. You can't look them in the eyes? No, it's a fact. It's not on PBS. They get confused. Their wires get crossed. You got to look like at the chin. Like, like, it looks like I'm looking at you, but really I'm looking at your chin.
Okay, you know what? Now, like I said, I might not like this movie as far as there was nobody to root for.
But you really liked it.
It was a good movie.
Just took 4 or 5 shots to change his mind?
Yes. No, 4. I think it was 4.
All right, so... favorite actor?
Favorite actress, actor or favorite character?
Character, actor, actress.
I gotta say, mine's gotta be Jonah Hill. It's a tie.
I thought you were gonna say Thomas Middleditch's fish.
Damn it, that would have been good. No, it was between Jonah Hill and Mad Max. The dad.
Yeah.
It was between them two, because they both had the parts that made me laugh the most. Like, when Jonah Hill is fucked up on those lemon ludes and he's tripping and he's talking on the phone to the banker and the banker's like, what? You what? And he's just like, and there's already a language barrier and then he's just mumbling like crazy and the banker's trying to figure out what he's saying. That was so funny. And then he chokes on that piece of ham and breaks the table. That was hilarious. That part made me laugh the hardest. And then the dad just like every scene he was in.
He's just always off. Like,
it was so funny how the phone would ring when he was watching his favorite show. Yeah. He's like, fucking shitting. Blah, blah, blah. And then he pick up the phone. Hello, blah, blah, blah. He's just so normal. And then he hangs up and they're like, oh, you missed this part. I know I missed this part. You don't need to tell me.
They got him. Got who? Him. Who's him? You know the main guy.
So it was a tie between those two. As we talk about it, I remember. Fuck.
What?
Big break. No, I'm just kidding. It was a tie between them two. And as we were talking about it, remembering more of the funny shit that Jonah Hill's character did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Made me like him more as we're talking. It was already a tie, but I still think it's got to go to the dad.
I like the part where Jonah Hill was faking being fucked up when he was delivering the money.
Oh, yeah. And then he gets that guy arrested.
Yeah.
You know what? I love Leonardo DiCaprio in this movie. I think in one of his best performances, in my opinion. But still, Jonah Hill.
Yeah. Oh,
he's
wow.
He's such a scumbag.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we're so also familiar with Jonah Hill, you know, with Superbad and all these things. But he's still totally transformed for that character. Yeah. You forget it's Jonah Hill, and he's such a scumbag, plays a weasel well.
Yeah, he was a big piece of shit.
And he's just a total piece of garbage. He makes you feel creepy, like, knowing that, like, someone could exist out there like this.
Yeah.
Know? And, I've always just, he brings out emotion in you, which is usually disgust. But just knowing who he is, and you know, you think you watch Superbad and then watch this movie, and it's gonna be like, what the fuck? Like, no way, the same actor.
Yeah. That's why I like
with
him,
his pants like pulled up, and he's got like a little fupa,
he's got his fupa
underneath
in his mom jeans.
Yeah, it's like, oh, and his big teeth, and like, I don't know, it's just perfect.
It's creepy to the max.
And when he's explaining about how he's married to his cousin. Oh, yeah. And now we just drop off the kid.
You're free. Go, you're free.
Yeah.
But he's just like, well, she's my cousin, but she's my first cousin.
I like how he first described his wife, though, when they're at the diner. And like, you know, I live over here, the one with the ugly wife.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And then they said something about like having Cyclops babies in there, didn't they?
Yes.
That made me laugh so hard because somebody made a joke about Cyclops babies in our show.
Home, yeah, it was Bobby.
So Matt.
Silence to reflect on Jason's fail.
I think both Leonardo and Jonah Hill were really good. But
pick a different person.
I'm
please.
Gonna. God I'm damn just... it. I'm talking. For some reason, the one character that stuck out to me was the secretary. I don't know why, but I feel like no matter what was going on, she was the one that, you know,
she
got
had
everyone's
it all together.
Well, yeah, but she got everyone's attention when she wanted it. She just kept screaming at everyone, no matter who the hell they were.
Yeah.
And they would listen to her.
Yeah.
You I like know, strong
in
women.
I do
like strong women.
Me too.
In a room full of guys with super huge egos and, you know what I mean, and they're all business, but yeah, this person, it's, keep them in check. Yeah, that is, you know what, that's a really neat way of thinking of that.
Me and Matt both have significant others that are pretty much just like that.
What fuck do you know about me?
I know Stacy.
It's not me, man.
So whenever you hang out with her parents, do you have like Stacy's mom stuck in your head?
No, because I think it's been like so overplayed in their life that I can't even bring it up, like,
without her beating me up.
Because like literally the whole like school choir sang that to her mom once.
Oh, that's funny.
So I can't really.
Wow, that's awful.
I can't really make any joke that hasn't been done.
Yeah.
But yes, I still do it.
Well, because when you were messaging on Facebook Messenger and you said, "Oh, have Stacy come," and then as soon as I saw Stacy, I go, "Sam, I have Stacy's mom stuck in my head right now. I don't know why." And then I go, "Oh, fucking Jason just wrote Stacy in a message, and it's stuck in my head now."
So easy to brainwash you, Bob.
Oh, I'm terrible.
It is. You're very susceptible to.
Susceptible.
I got a cough drop at my moment.
I'm salivating
like crazy, and I'm kind of
so
drunk,
let's
so.
Let's do ratings. Go have a smoke, and then do a little bullshit, and then I can go.
Sounds
home.
Good. That was it, right? We did scene.
Yep.
Actor,
scene,
actress.
Actor.
Nobody did actress,
and we did line.
Line. Yeah. Yep.
We did lines.
Yep. Shut up, Jason. You're drunk. Get off your phone. Stop playing with shit, Bob.
I got my notes on my phone. So I had two ratings. For this movie.
You prepared notes?
I did.
What the
fuck? So my rating for... What's the movie we watched? Wolf of Wall Street. I really don't know why I'm so drunk. I guess it's because I haven't had that much drink in a very long time.
It's also probably because of all the alcohol you just had.
I had like four shots.
Yeah.
That's what gets you drunk.
That's not that bad.
That's what gets you drunk.
Four shots is not that much.
It is for you. I've drank with you many times. This is you on four shots, always.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Whatever.
You're actually doing much better than usual. I'm actually surprised.
My favorite, or my rating. My favorite rating. Right. I want to rate this movie bald from the eyebrows down. Wah, wah.
What does that mean? Yeah, it's not even a numerical value.
Yeah. It's not like.
No, that's because that's what I like.
You could do like. 800 out of 1,200 titties in the movie, because there's about 1,200 titties in that movie.
Okay, I have a second rating prepared, if you guys didn't like the first one. I rate this movie 11 seconds. Get the reference?
Oh,
yeah,
that's
yes.
When you,
yeah.
Because that's how many seconds he lasted the first time he had sex with his second wife.
Yes, I got that.
I had to explain it for the listeners, the undiscerning listener. Our one listener.
We're so sorry.
Yes.
So I will give it...
Fuck.
50% and a free blowjob, which brings it up to probably like 80%.
There's nothing better than a free blowjob.
Getting paid while getting a blowjob.
Okay, touche.
I give this movie...
Jason, give me 20 bucks.
Because I gave you a blowjob earlier?
You're gonna.
Oh, okay.
I give this movie 93%.
Wait, what happened to the A through
B
or A through B? That's a rating scale?
I can switch it up.
I don't like it.
93%?
Yeah.
Wow. That's like almost 100.
My brain is hurting, though, because I don't... I'm waiting for an A to B scale,
yeah,
and then
well,
you throw me.
Okay,
it's
okay.
Like Bob's a man of change, but only between two things.
Yes, but what grade would you give it? I want norm.
Okay,
I need the norm.
Well, what grade would a 93% be?
Jason isn't going to get very many, so he doesn't know you're going to actually.
And that's
spell
why
out for him.
He didn't get very many.
Fuck you guys.
I get a 9.3 out of 10.
Oh,
that's almost a Kill Bill.
That is... No, it's more than a Kill Bill.
I thought Kill Bill was 97.
Oh, Jason, I don't...
9.7. Oh, my God, you're right.
Is it 9.7 or 97?
Does it
what
matter?
You yeah, one's really bad, one's really good.
97.
Okay, 9.7 is like F minus.
9.7 out of 10. That's an A.
I
was thinking I'm out of 100.
That'd be really close to 97%. So, thank you guys for listening to this episode of...
Hold
that
on, Matt didn't rate it, did he?
I literally just did right before then.
What did you rate it?
So thank you for listening to them.
Ow!
Yeah, really, thank you for listening. I don't know where you can find us. Actually, if you're listening to us, you found us. So I don't know why we do that.
You can find us.
Every fucking episode.
Tell your friends to find us at facebook.com/thatmoviepod. Twitter @thatmoviepod. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. Under That Movie Podcast. With Bob and Jason, I think it's still that because Matt.
Stitcher still.
Because
that
fuck
movie
that.
Podcast.
Fuck Matt. I just wanted to put that in. I did. And You can find us on our website at thatmoviepodcast.blogspot.com. Also, email us at thatmoviepodcast@gmail.com. And I was trying to think of a kind of like a sign-off kind of thing. And I was thinking of a couple. And so we sort of said a couple. Like, there was the "Don't Stop Shining, You Diamonds."
I hate it.
But here's another one, all right? "Don't Worry, I'll Clean Up."
Bye, everybody.
"Don't Move, I'll Go Get You a Towel."
Oh, God. I thought of a band name one time.
Don't roll over, it's going to get everywhere.
Called Sex Towel. I thought of a most disgusting...
You're thinking about it? Don't think about it.
I'm not thinking.
Don't think about
it.
Stop it. Thinking about it.
I'm not.
You're thinking about it right
now.
You're
distracting
don't think
me.
About it.
Stop it. Stop too it. Much pressure.
Stop it. Don't think about it. You know, pigs actually orgasm for 30 minutes.
Yeah, but stuff doesn't come out the entire time.
I know. Beep. That's good.
Yeah.
That would be terrible.
It depends on the movie you're making.
Why do you think pigs are so fat? It's just one giant cum reservoir.
it's all sunken
ooh,
in.
Ooh, ooh. Band name. Cum reservoir.
They don't actually
swine,
snort.
Swine cum reservoir.
The swine cum reservoir.
They don't actually snort. They're just like mini cumming.
Oh my God. All right. Oh man. Boop. All
right. Swallow that right into the mic.
The wolf. Fucking fuck. The Wolf of Wall Street is a fuck. The Wolf of Wall Street. Now I
can't even do anything.
I know, I just stared at him waiting.
You have a strong jawline.
That's what it is. Oh, dick sucking.
It does help.
Got those jaw.
Because you're doing the thing a lot, so.
Got those jaw calluses.
Oh, God.
He just practices on a shake weight at night.
When he opens up now, it sounds like a cement mixer.
Oh, my God. I was just about to say, too, it's really good to see you. I've missed you, Bob.
I fucking hate you.